I'm Deb, and you're listening to my podcast, Debbie Does Dating, episode 123, part 2 of Relationships with Tony Bassett.
Debbie Does Dating, with your host, Debbie Clawson, sponsored by Dating by Deb.
The awkward dating moment today is something that happened to my daughter. She was on a date with a guy that she knew fairly well. They'd been on a few dates. We actually went as a family to the Tree of Lights. It's close to Salt Lake somewhere. Anyway, it was like a super busy time. It was close to Christmas, and we all went there, and there were tons of people there. We're just standing around this Tree of Lights. It's really, really cool if you guys want to go check it out. But anyway, we're standing there, just chatting and all of that. And all of a sudden, my son points at my daughter and says, "She said yes!" And everybody started clapping and cheering because they thought that her date had proposed to her, which he didn't. And she was really embarrassed. So anyway, it actually didn't work out with them. And I'm actually kind of glad because my son-in-law now is perfect for her. But it was pretty embarrassing for her and hilarious to us. Last episode, we had Tony Bassett, who is a certified hypnotherapist, and we got talking about the differences in people in relationships and how some of us are physicals and some are emotionals. And I really wanted to get into some scenarios to help us understand better what he's talking about. And when I chatted with Tony about it, it was really insightful for me to know what type I was and how I deal with relationships and all of that. I thought it was awesome. So, welcome back, Tony.
Thank you so much for having me back.
Okay, so have you got some scenarios for us?
I do, and I'll go through it. And it's funny because I want to reiterate, physicals, they feel love through touch, and they like details. Especially the higher the physical, they want to know more about everything. And then you got an emotional, their tendencies are not to really say much. They're more the quiet type. They don't want to talk about anything.
Okay.
So I'll go back to my wife and I, even about 6 years ago, was going through a different time and different challenges in our relationship. And she would always say, "Well, you're treating me like a parent. You're always asking all these details. Why do you want to know? What's going on? Why don't you trust me?" And it's like, no, I do trust.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that to a physical on a subconscious level, when they can see in between the lines, even though the other person's totally innocent, they automatically, their mind shifts and goes for the worst. Again, it's not bad. It's just how physicals operate.
Okay.
And so the scenario was, is she basically said she was going somewhere. She was going to stop at these three places and she would be home at like 7 o'clock, and it was 4 o'clock, and come 10 o'clock, I was wondering where she was, and she comes home. She's like, "Oh yeah, I stopped at my mom's and I was this and I was doing that." And it's like, well, you could have picked up the phone and called. Well, to some people, that's like micromanaging in business, uh-huh. right? But to a physical, they just want to know the details so they can feel safe and secure.
Were you worried about her wondering where she was?
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And to her, it feels like, "Oh, you're all over me. You're yeah. doing this and that." And after we talked it out, she's like, "You know, I could see your point." And after learning physical, emotional, and how we work on a subconscious level, it totally shifted our relationship. And now we just know what each other wants so much that we just focus on it. And mm-hmm. we just say, "I'm going here, here, and here. And this is what time I'll be home." And bam.
That probably made her feel way better, because here she is thinking that you're trying to micromanage her, which is super irritating.
Yeah.
And to know that you actually just cared about her, and it eases your conscience or helps with any sort of anxiety to know where she is. And if she's not home at that certain time, it's not that you're angry about it. You just are worried about her.
Right. And I think that's where that saying comes in. And this is my opinion, is "Gol, I married my dad."
Mm-hmm.
Because we, as physicals, people ask questions. They want to know the answers. Emotionals, it is what it is.
Mm.
And their mind and their body is separated. So it takes them a little bit to get in the mood for certain things, to mm-hmm. calm down, to be able to focus on things, because their mind's set on their goals, their career. And if they're not into career goals, then they're into their hobbies and their friends. So when they're gone a lot, the physical's wondering what's going on, and they will start to nitpick everything that the emotional likes because it's taken away time from them, and they're not number one priority anymore. So then when they come home, if they haven't talked about it, they're too tired for certain things. Mm-hmm. They're not in the game. They'll go out and they'll do everything for everybody else, but when they come home, their partner doesn't feel like that they're in the game or taking care of them when they think they are and they've done everything.
That totally makes sense, and I can tell which I am. So that's awesome. That's awesome to know, because I'm assuming, no, I'm not assuming because that's not something we do, that I am a physical, because some of the things that you described, I find myself doing. So I do have a question, because some of us are physical and some of us are emotional. You talked about how we could help each other by just communicating and understanding what each other needs.
Mm-hmm. So on that note, again, each relationship's on a different level.
Mm-hmm.
So planning intimacy times is huge, but you got to make it in a way that the other person don't feel like a job.
Mm-hmm.
You got to just communicate through everything and bend towards each other. And if you have a high emotional that's heavily driven into career, finance, they're doing that not only for them, but they're doing it for the family. So the one at home may feel like that they're not paying attention to them, but they're so in their head that they are taking care of the family in a different way. So that's why communication is so important, of what the likes, wants, and needs are.
Oh, okay.
And they change so much that's where that, what we talked about in rating the relationship, mm-hmm. really comes into play. Because it fine-tunes the machine. And mm-hmm. being married, if you don't fine-tune the machine, then it can get out of balance real fast, you know?
So speaking of emotionals, so if they're so focused on their career and things like that, do they just think that they're taking care of everybody in that way because they're focused on providing and all of that stuff?
Mm-hmm. Well, with what I've seen on how emotionals work is, they're so goal-driven inside their mind, again, mm-hmm. subconsciously, that once they get in a relationship and they get married, it's like, oh, that's a goal I have. I have the wife or the man of my dreams, mm-hmm. or partner of my dreams, and okay, now what?
So everything's smooth sailing after
that? Yeah, and so they don't really focus on that because that's a goal that they have and they're content and they're happy. And now they're going to find out how they can be better for their home and what they can provide for their family, when in reality, that's great, but just make sure you take care of the ones at home.
So would you suggest for emotionals that are in a relationship with a physical, it kind of sounds like a job as far as that goes, but if they're so goal-oriented, could they set a goal to, I don't know, make sure and kiss my spouse every morning or something like that that would meet their needs?
Yes, and that comes up in that, again, the likes, wants, needs, expectations, and rating relationships. But also, a physical definitely needs to bend a lot more towards their goals and their finances. It's not all about the physical. An emotional will create through money, wealth, career, mm-hmm. hobbies, friends. Physicals create their biggest creations through intimacy, and if that's not in place, their whole world falls apart.
Oh, yeah.
But with an emotional, if there's not enough money in the bank and they don't feel secure, they feel like they've lost control, and that's their biggest fear subconsciously, so they don't feel like they're living up
mm-hmm.
to the expectations of who they're with, and that determines their status quo, which it doesn't, mm-hmm. but that's how they feel.
Oh, okay. So really that rate your relationship meeting is super important, because you go over that stuff too. Like, how do you feel our relationship is lacking, and talk about how you can help each other.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yep.
Awesome.
And I'll add something to that. It's really hard at first.
Mm-hmm.
Especially in a new relationship, and if you're married for a long time, it may seem monotonous a little bit, but mm-hmm. once you start doing it and you go through those techniques and you go through those tools, it can make that relationship just exactly what you want it to be. But no tools work if you're not in the game. If you don't want to be better for you or better for your spouse, then obviously nothing's going to work. So
mm-hmm.
at that point, you need to make some decisions to where you're both happy.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, what if you're struggling with things from a past relationship or past relationships? How do we keep ourselves from repeating those same mistakes?
That's a good question. And everybody runs on patterns.
Okay.
And we get stuck in our own patterns. That's why some of us have a hard time if we make a goal. Some of us don't achieve it because things happen, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in relationships and on a subconscious level, the fastest way to change is to write stuff down.
Okay.
And write down what you don't want, rip it up, throw it away, and then write down what you do want. You want to clear everything.
Is that what writing down the things you don't want and throwing it away?
Yep.
That
clears you.
Okay.
And then to restart, you want to write out what you do want. And everything in life, if you can pre-plan it and look at it inside your mind, almost like a mind movie, then everything will, if you pre-plan it inside your mind, it happens.
That's what I've been learning also in my coaching and thought work. That's exactly what I learned. Picture yourself in the situation that you want or in the life that you want. If you can stay there, it will give you ideas or things to help you get there.
Absolutely. Everything's based upon feeling. And when you can feel that emotion and believe that you already have it inside your mind, then your inner world changes your outside world. And that's where huge changes come, whether it's relationship, money, career goals, whatever.
I love that. And your inner world changes your outer world. That's awesome. Okay, perfect. So since you're a hypnotherapist, how can hypnotherapy help in relationships?
Hypnotherapy can change the patterns of old behaviors through meditation. And hypnosis is pretty much a deep form of meditation for people who are afraid of the word hypnosis.
Uh-huh.
And so if you just change hypnosis to meditation, and you'll even hear the word trance when we're talking about meditation, it's all the same. Mm-hmm. And so no one needs to be afraid of it because it's not going to change you if you don't want to change. But if you do want to change in a good, positive way, it will change you fast.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I know some people are afraid of the word meditation, too.
Yeah, they are.
But I love meditation. And you, I did some sessions with you, and it was amazing the things that came out or that I was able to connect with. I just remember a couple of times, like, I had tears in my eyes because I was just so connected. So I think meditation is fantastic. So I would assume that hypnotherapy is even going deeper than that.
Yeah, it is. And you have to want to change before you can. You can't just go into a hypnotherapist and go through the flow of things and just expect them to reprogram you. That ain't going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
It takes time. It takes persistence. Within a couple of sessions, you can actually alter your thoughts and your mind in a good, positive way. Your body's not going to make you stray away from anything that you believe in heavily. Religion, things like that, that's all great. It's not going to change that. But what it will change is old patterns and negative behaviors that you don't want.
Okay. I think that if whatever you believe in spiritually or religiously, I think meditation and probably hypnotherapy will connect you even more.
Oh, absolutely. Any form of prayer is a form of meditation in one way or the other. And I think there's a lot of confusion there, but it's all in one and the same.
Okay. That's awesome. All right. Well, do you have anything else you'd like to share? Any more tips for us in relationships?
I just think that you got to keep going and keep pushing through. Everything in this world nowadays makes it hard on relationships, and everybody's targeting relationships, and it's harder more now than ever before. So if you open the door, you know, if you're stubborn to talking and you're stubborn to being vulnerable, I think in order to change and make that difference in you personally, it's time to drop the guard more now than ever before. Really work on you and work on what you can change with your spouse or your partner and just move forward.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that like one of the most important things in a relationship, to be able to be vulnerable?
Yes.
With your spouse or with your significant other?
Yep. Each person has to make the other comfortable enough to be vulnerable.
Yes.
Because if there's not comfort there, then they're not going to open up in ways that you want them to.
Yes. After I had been hurt, I remember telling somebody that I had like these giant, tall, thick walls around my heart. And it would take somebody pretty special to be able to knock down those walls. And then I realized that nobody else is going to knock down those walls. It's me that has to take them down. But like you said, if I found somebody who I trust enough, or who helps me feel like I'm in that safe space enough to be vulnerable so that I could take those down.
Oh, absolutely. And I hear it a lot that people will throw that phrase out there. Well, I can't change you. married me. Mm-hmm. I'm this way. No, everybody changes.
That's
and
just
everybody
an excuse,
can choose.
I
it
think.
Is an excuse because you're not one way or the other.
Mm-hmm.
And you can alter beliefs and alter change if it's right for the right reason and within your values and beliefs, you can do it.
So if you're dating somebody and they say that, maybe that might be a red flag.
It's a red flag. It's just an excuse that
they don't have to change.
Yeah, they don't want to change. They're happy being who they are on the outside. Inside, they're struggling and hurting because they know they got to change to be able to be accepted by the ones that they want to be with.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point. Yeah. I think that you've shared a lot of great tips with us. I really, really, really like the Rate Your Relationship meeting, and I encourage all of you to do that and just kind of connect with your significant other. Try to improve your relationship. I feel like we can all do that and better ourselves. So thanks so much, Tony, for being on.
Thank you. I appreciate you so much.
This was an awesome, awesome subject matter. And just a reminder to get a hold of Tony if you want more information or if you want some hypnotherapy or meditation. He is awesome. I have experienced it myself and he is amazing. Just email him to contact him. His email is in the show notes and you will not be disappointed. So I hope that you can focus on your relationships and improve them, and happy dating. Hey, are you spinning an indecision? Maybe you're stuck wondering where or how to move forward. Or are you at the point where you can just take one day at a time? I'm a dating coach and I can help. In my one-to-one coaching calls, we'll talk about where you are now, where you want to be, and how I can help you get there. We can do this. I believe in you. Do you want dating tips, funny stories, and real life experiences on the joys and sorrows of being single? Follow me on Instagram, Dating by Deb, and please interact. I love socializing with you.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson, sponsored by Dating by Deb.